thinking about terms like a killing frost or a hard freeze. If those are those words.
Yes, we do have a killing frost, we call it, and we have a hard freeze. Yes, we refer to that.
What would that be?
A hard freeze.
Yeah.
I would say it would have to be 10 below.
And what is
10 degrees or below?
Okay. Now what is hard about that? Why is it called a hard? Why do you call it?
Because the water, I suppose, freezes.
The water rather than ground.
Mm-hmm. Well, the ground will freeze hard too.
Okay. Now, what do you call this room in your house?
This is the living room.
All right. And if you talk, how high is the ceiling in here that you imagine?
The ceiling's 8 feet.
Okay. Now, would you just describe for me what you call the rooms in the house and where they're located, just to get the names of the rooms, and how you designate, for example, one bedroom from another, that sort of thing. So if this is the living room here, what do you call that? Right?
We call that the front room, front bedroom.
We're
or my bedroom.
Well, you come into the house, what do you call that part right there?
That's the foyer.
Okay. Usually call it that?
Well, the entrance, usually, around here, you'd call it the front hall.
Okay.
A lot of people say the front hall.
Would you ever call it the foyer in casual conversation?
No,
you tell your son to get his toys out of the foyer?
No, I say get the toys out of the hall.
Okay. And now what do you call your bedroom?
I'd say the front bedroom.
Okay. Now, but does that go all the way over to the wall?
Yes.
Okay. And then what's
the next bedroom would be, of course I would refer to it as this room. Or the middle bedroom.
All right, and then what? And then
the back bedroom, or those bedroom.
Okay. Now, that goes along that wall. Now, how
yes.
about?
Well, now we have, I would say, the big bath.
That's coming down this way.
Then we have a half bath.
The big bath is next to the back bedroom of
Joseph.
Yes. Okay. That's the big bath. And then what's?
And then the dining room.
Okay.
And then the kitchen.
Okay.
And this room over here would be referred to as Mama's bedroom, or in most houses it might be a den.
Now, do you have another bathroom?
We have a half bath.
Okay, now what do you?
I'd say the little bath.
Okay, now where is that located?
It's off of the front bedroom.
Okay, that's up here. You call it the little bath.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a bathtub in there?
No.
Okay. No, that's the kind of stuff. It's also interesting that it's front, middle, and back, although I don't think there's anything regionally strange about it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But that's exactly how Mr. designated that. It's interesting to see if people designated rooms by the people who live in the rooms or sleep in the rooms or by the location or something, or by the size. Now, in a house that has a fireplace, what do you call do you have it in a house? Every house has one. The smoke goes up.
Well, if it's a fireplace, it's a chimney, but if it's a stove of some sort, it's a flue.
Okay. Now the part of the fireplace that extends out on the floor.
That's the hearth.
Okay. And the two things in the fireplace that keep the logs in place.
I don't know.
Don't remember that. How about the top of the fireplace, something that you might put things on?
That's the mantle.
Okay. And a big piece of wood that might burn for a couple of days.
Well, now, I don't call it this, but I think the older people would call it a backlog.
Mm-hmm. It's called a backstick.
Well, backstick, or backlog.
And how,